Hello, and welcome back to AI News That You Should Know About for the week of February 13th. I'm your host, Ashley Coffey.
And I'm Daniel Hill. Every week, we consolidate the top AI headlines into 15 minutes or less. We give you digestible insights and honest takes. That's how the show works. This week, we'll be talking about Elon Musk's xAI losing their second co-founder in 48 hours. We'll talk about OpenAI's Jony Ive device that he's working on, delayed until 2027. We'll talk about a study from the Harvard Business Review indicating that AI doesn't reduce work, it actually intensifies it. And ChatGPT is rolling out ads.
We will be covering all of that on our show today, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's dive in. So Elon Musk's company, xAI, loses its second co-founder in 48 hours as Jimmy Ma exits after Tony Wu, raising questions about stability at Elon Musk's company. I feel like I don't know what's going on with xAI. They're always in the news for something bad, especially when it comes to Grok, its image creation service. But specifically on this, he said, "It's time to recalibrate my gradient on the big picture. 2026 is going to be insane and likely the busiest and most consequential year for the future of our species," Ba wrote on X. So Ba reportedly directly reported to Musk, and he ran a large portion of the company until late last year when his responsibilities were split between two other co-founders. And this is coming amidst a lot of other people leaving. We saw the head of safety and security leave Anthropic last week with a pretty vague dystopian goodbye message, but I'll leave it there. What are your thoughts, Daniel?
I was thinking that this may be very related to when Elon Musk announced that xAI would merge with SpaceX. And It seems like the goal for SpaceX is to have an IPO valued at around $1.5 trillion, which is an absolutely astronomical number. And I'm wondering if maybe these executives recognize that these two companies are getting bundled together because one of them is going to be potentially way more valuable than the other one. And they saw that they're coming from the side that is not as valuable. So does it make sense to stay? That was kind of my take on the situation.
Yeah, I agree with you here. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens just a year from now. I mean, what was the name of the lady that used to be Yakarino? She was very prominent and then she left. So who knows? We'll be paying close attention to this and we'll keep you up to date on the latest. OpenAI delays Jony Ive designed ChatGPT hardware device launched to 2027 amid trademark lawsuit, pushing back the much anticipated AI gadget. We've been following this for a while, and it's interesting to see what's happening. So OpenAI's first Jony Ive-designed hardware device was initially slated for a 2026 release. We are now in 2026, and it's now delayed until at least February 2027 due to a trademark infringement lawsuit. And the lawsuit, a quote-unquote third core device, is presented as pocket-sized, screen-free device that will not be called I/O or any variation of the theme, because the company that presented the lawsuit is named I/O, but it's spelled I-Y-O. And whenever OpenAI merged with Jony Ive, his company was I/O, literally I/O. So there was speculation that he was going to use that kind of branding on the first device, but lawsuits say otherwise. So it's pushing things out further. What are your thoughts, Daniel?
This is interesting because what I had imagined this device to be like, and I think it's based off a mock-up that I saw, was where it was sort of tucked behind someone's ear, and it was a small, maybe 3-inch big device, 2 inches big, that tucked behind someone's ear. But it seems like that's not what they're working on anymore. According to the article that we'll link to in the show notes, it's saying the device would sit in your pocket or on your desk, but apparently will not be an in-ear device or a wearable based on previous filings related to this lawsuit. Not sure if the team there changed direction or maybe what we saw was not realistic at all, but looking forward to seeing what kind of device that makes me want to carry around yet another thing, because between my phone and my earbuds and sunglasses and my smartwatch, where does it end? So I'm looking forward to seeing what OpenAI actually comes out with.
True. And I will say something to think about here is by not doing a wearable, they're able to get to the market faster because they're not dealing with biometric data from people. So therefore, it's kind of a smoother, faster way to get into the market. But I'm with you. Like, I'd rather not have another device. I'd rather have the opportunity to leverage a current device that I already have. So we shall see. Lots to think about. We are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be talking about AI doesn't reduce work, it intensifies it. That's coming from the Harvard Business Review. And ChatGPT rolls out ads. Yikes.
Welcome back. Continuing with our stories, the next one has to do with a study covered in the Harvard Business Review that AI doesn't reduce work, it intensifies it. Here's the background. The whole premise of AI is that it's supposed to make our lives easier, give us the chance to do more with less, give us more free time, reducing the burden of work, like routine documents that we work on. It'll summarize information for us, debug code, all the things that we don't necessarily want to spend as much time doing. However, in this report, researchers discovered that AI tools didn't reduce work, they actually consistently intensified it. According to the researchers, they found that through this study, employees worked at a faster pace, took on a broader scope of tasks, and extended work into more hours of the day without being asked to do so. On their own, these workers did more because AI made doing more feel possible, accessible, and in some cases, intrinsically rewarding. But they point out that this is a problem because as workers find that their workload is growing, they're going to feel more stretched thin because of all these things that are on their plate. Oh, it's easy to do it. It's easy to do it. Yes, but if you keep allowing workload creep to increase, eventually it's going to give way to lower quality work, burnout, and other issues. They also point out that workers are increasingly being brought into responsibilities that previously belonged to others. So product managers and designers were writing code, researchers took on engineering tasks, individuals across the organization attempted work that they would have outsourced, deferred, or avoided entirely in the past. My take on all of this is here, pressure to use AI is going to eventually just lead to more burnout. And growing forever, just adding to your skills and doing things more and more, different tasks, eventually you're going to burn out. It's not sustainable. The only thing that can grow forever, I mean, really, that's like the definition of cancer, right? Like cancer grows forever until it kills its host. So that's a little dramatic. But the point is, taking on all these extra skills isn't necessarily a straight line of benefit. Ashley, what are your thoughts?
I'm really glad that you picked this one because AI is still the hot topic of the year. It hasn't ended its hype cycle yet. And as someone who does this full time as an AI consultant, I think we have a huge knowledge and education gap on how to effectively use AI. And that's where people are getting burned out. We are having to like completely change the way and how we perform work and collaborate, which requires us to use more brain power. So there's a way to have a happy medium where you're not getting burned out and you're understanding how to pull the levers of the tools that you have. But most people have a hard time figuring out their Apple ID password or like how to turn on their phone. So it's just going to take time for us to really understand how to effectively use AI so that we don't get burned out. I think the pressure from like large consulting firms and i.e. the industry and the competitive nature of doing AI is pushing more people to use AI ineffectively and therefore get frustrated and get burned out because it's not implemented thoughtfully or it's not implemented with a solution-oriented approach. It's more reactive than proactive. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. Let's move on to our last story, which has to do with OpenAI's ChatGPT rolling out ads. Just by way of background, we've been using these tools, ChatGPT and others, in ad-free versions for years now. I mean, we had to know that it was a good experience, but it wasn't going to last forever. Now here's the news. On Monday, OpenAI announced that they're beginning to test ads in the United States for users on the free tier and also the Go subscription tier. The Go subscription tier is a low-cost $8 per month subscription that was initially announced globally in mid-January. So if you are a subscriber to the higher OpenAI paid plans, including Plus, Pro, Business, Enterprise, and Education, you won't see any ads. Now, OpenAI made a blog post where they said, quote, ads do not influence the answers ChatGPT gives you. and we keep your conversations with ChatGPT private from advertisers. Our goal is for ads to support broader access to powerful GPT features while maintaining the trust people place in ChatGPT for important and personal tasks, end quote. So my take here is, and similar to what we saw with social media apps, we don't pay for those for the most part. Someone might pay for verification or whatever, but they're flooded with ads and we've come to accept that as normal, whether you agree with it or not, and I certainly don't. But AI companies are looking at copying that same playbook. It's worked for Meta, it's worked for other social media platforms. AI companies recognize that they have to do this because most people do not see these tools as worth paying for. Ashley, what are your thoughts?
I'm glad you picked this one as well, because it's very timely. If you are in the US and you watched the Super Bowl this past Sunday, you may have seen an ad that was targeted against ChatGPT because of this, and that was Anthropic. So Anthropic came out and said, we are not using ads and we will be an ad-free alternative to competitors like ChatGPT. And with that Super Bowl ad, it really kicked off the kind of firing gun of different business models going in different directions. So I like that they are having a stance contrast with OpenAI and other platforms that have introduced advertising models. But I appreciate that they are sticking to their own traditional marketing campaigns to promote their service and have committed to not placing ads within the user experience of the chatbot itself. Because if you have any experience in e-commerce or selling things online, you know there are so many levers that happen behind the scenes just to get in front of a customer. There's a lot of competition that happens to win the buy button when you buy something on Amazon. It's not all created equal, and that makes me feel like it will not be created equal in OpenAI, because people, if they know the right levers to pull, can become that first product placement or advertisement that comes in. So it's really changing the game here, and I hope that it leads to authenticity and not just the continuous slop of bot reviews and low-tier, low-level influencer reviews that really just aren't a review. It's just a pay-to-play. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I appreciate the quote that OpenAI said where they tried to explain that ads won't influence the answers that ChatGPT gives you. And when I read that, I thought about Amazon. And I think we've talked about this before, where the search results on Amazon are not organic. Those are paid. We're seeing products that people have paid to ensure they're at the top of those search results. How long until ChatGPT does something similar? It might not be exactly the same, but there's a shopping integration, right? There's a lot of opportunity for advertisers to market to you based on what you typed into ChatGPT. And I can't see that it wouldn't happen that way in the near future.
I agree. And to also add to that, we don't have any policy or legislation to kind of create a framework for equal playing field. So that needs to also come quickly before we take a next step.
Absolutely. That is it for our AI news that you should know about this week. We're very grateful that you are taking the time to listen. We're trying to share our honest takes in as short a time as possible. This podcast has been really fun to do. It's been great to create. And so if you haven't had a chance to leave a review, now would be a great time to do it. It only takes a minute and it really goes a long way to helping others find the show. You can find the link to leave a review in the show notes, or you can also find all the links to everything we've talked about. And you can find our links to find us on social media. You can find me at Daniel Hill Media on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube.
And thank you, our listeners, for listening to today's episode of AI News That You Should Know About. And like Daniel mentioned, it only takes a minute to leave a rate and review, and it goes a long way in helping other people find our show. Want to give a shout out to A Girl Has No Name 01 for leaving our latest review. They said, quote, the best AI podcast out there. This is my go-to podcast for all things AI. I love that the hosts keep it under 15 minutes and make everything easy to understand without using technical jargon. I highly recommend this show to everyone who wants to stay ahead of the curve. Thank you, A Girl Has No Name 01. Please, if you're listening, be like A Girl Has No Name 01 and leave us a nice little review so we know how you're doing. But if you want to continue the conversation, you can find me on Instagram at Ashley R. Coffee, as well on Threads and really anywhere on the internet. I also run Coffee and Consult, which is Oklahoma's premier technology consulting agency dedicated to helping small and medium-sized businesses worldwide achieve profitability and efficiency with authentic AI integration. So reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for listening, and come back next week for more AI news that you need to know about.